Daf is Daf Yud Aleph. So we got to the last five lines of Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah that appears later on in the Masechta here. Tanan, just to let you know, this is not an easy Daf yet again. But the Mishnah tells us, Tanan, Hasam Shayar Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva would say, Kol damim shenichnesu leheicha lechaper psulim. All types of bloods of the different karbanos that are brought into the heichal is the inner part, that where the Mizbeach HaPnimi is, not the Mizbeach HaChitzon. We're always talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach, the bigger Mizbeach with the ramp. That's where the damim that we're referring to. If a person brings the dam into the inner part, the Heichal, where the menorah and the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaPnimi were, that's going to be possible. So if you look at Rashi for the basis of this, Rashi says three lines up from the bottom, Kol damim chitonim shenichnesu leheichal lechaper psulim, even though the pasuk only mentioned a carbon chatas, doesn't mention an ola or a shlamim or anything else, Marbe Rabbi Kiva kachi kadashim, he includes other kachi kachim based on the end kachim kalm for that matter. May reboy the chol v'chol. We see this later on in the Masech, the daf samech daf pei beis rather. So this is a reboy. So that's all according to Rabbi Kiva. Any carbon that's brought inside where it shouldn't be, it's possible. Come along now, the Chachamim Omrim. Chatas Bilvad. The Pasuk says Chatas, and that's the only thing that's possible. Any other type of Dam, Shlamim, Ola, and so on, would actually still be Kasher. Rabbi Eliezer takes a middle approach, Omer Af Hashem. He says a Chatas like the Pasuk says, but he also includes an Hashem, but doesn't include all the other ones, because Shenemar, as we've been seeing, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, Shenemar Kechatas Ke'ashem, he connects a Chatas and Hashem. An Hashem is a type of Chatas, so therefore it has the same din as well. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains, Bishma, this makes sense. Rabbi Eliezer, Kiddikamar Taima, we understand why Rabbi Eliezer includes Asham, because the Pasuk connects Kechatash Ke'asham. So those are the two Karbanos that if you bring the Damim inside, it's possible. Ele Rabbanon, who include all different Karbanos, my Taima, what's their reasoning? Well, rather, Chum, who only say Chatash for that matter, they say, why do they exclude Asham? Why isn't Asham in another example? Why do they argue on Rabbi Eliezer? So Amar Rava says, Asham Nichnas Damav Lifnim You can't say that a carbon Hashem's blood that's brought inside is going to be disqualified because of the Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Kavachomer me Ola, just like an Ola. Ma Ola, she kalil, that it gets completely burnt up, which makes it a very serious carbon. If Nichnas Dama Lefnim, Kshera, everyone, ignore Rabbi Kiva for now. According to Rabbi Eliezer agrees, an Ola whose damim are brought inside is not possible. So if an Ola is very serious, that's Kula Kalil. And it's Nichnas Dama Lefnim, it's still Kshera. So then certainly an Asham, She'inu Kalil, that doesn't get burnt entirely in the Mizbeach, Lo Kol Shekein, that's not going to be possible just like an Ola. And therefore, Chachamim limit it to only a Chatas, like the Pasuk says. No, the more Kadosh is, therefore they're going to be, it's more sensitive to being disqualified.
But it's disqualifying because inside it's a very Kadosh place. No,
but not in terms of, you're saying the more inside you're going to take it. No, but I hear.
My reasoning would say the more Kadosh, the less chance of being possible is because it's
the less possible from being in a more Kadosh place.
Right.
But in general, the svar is something that's more Kadosh has more sensitivity than can be ruined. But you're saying this type of psul is to bring it to a holier place.
Right.
Maybe, I guess we can't view it as holy, we're just viewing it as different sections, different rooms. So then the Gemara says, Mala Ola Shekein Eina Mechaperis, but you can't bring the Kasha. Granted, Ola is a little bit more serious in that it's Kula Kalio, but really at the same time, a Asham is more Kadosh in that it brings a Kapara, an Ola doesn't bring a Kapara. So even though an Ola, it won't be possible, maybe an Asham should be possible for being brought Lehechal. So the Gemara says, well, minchas chote tochiach. Look at a minchas chote. Rashi explains a minchas chote is a mincha that's brought as a chatas, the carbon ol v'yorod. We said the shmias kol. We saw normally a carbon chatas is brought from different animals. But let's say it's a carbon ol v'yorod. An example Rashi says, shmias kol. A person who violates a shvu of his, it's an ol v'yorod, depending on how much money he has. If he's very poor, he'll bring a mincha. That's called a minchas chote. So minchas chote, Rashi explains, tochiach shemichaperish. It brings kapara for a guy violating his shavua. V'im nichnas lefnim k'shera. But if you bring it inside, it's actually kosher. D'lo pasul kasev eladam. Only blood is going to be disqualified. So this is an example. Just because a asham is mechaperish doesn't mean it's going to be disqualified for going leicha. Because a minchas chote is also mechaperish. And yet it's not possible for being brought into the heichal. So don't tell me that it should be possible, that a Asham should be possible. So Gemara says, parenthetically, why do they bring the rye from Minchas Chote? Lema Chatas Of as well. A Chatas Of, which is also a carbon Chatas, it's also Olva Yorid. The Olva Yorid is the highest one, it's a Behema, then an Of, and then a Mincha. So an Ola, rather an Of, which is also a Chatas, that's Micha Peres, that's brought inside, it's not going to be Pasal. So why didn't they ask a question from a Chatas Of, like they asked the question from the Minchas Chote? So Gemara says, Chatas Of by the Rabbi Avinahi, it's actually a Shaila. It was a suffix, so therefore we couldn't ask a question because we haven't given an answer. It's very possible that a Chatas Of, in fact, is going to be possible if we're being brought inside the Heichal. We just don't know. But a Minchas Chote is a great example of a Kapara that's not possible for being brought in the Heichal. So then the Gemara says, no. You can't bring me a Kasha from Minchas Chote just because a Minchas Chote is Mechaperes and it's not possible for being brought in the Heichal. You can't bring that as a raya for an Asham, because Lifroch Malam Minchas Chote Shekein Einam Min Zevach. But Minchas Chote is only dough, it's only flour, it's not a Zevach. An Asham's a Zevach, an Asham's a Dam, there's a Behema. So maybe an Asham, if it's Mechaperes, should be possible for being brought into the Heichal. So the Gemara said, well, Ola Tochiyep, and Ola is a Zevach, and it's not possible for being brought in the Heichal. So you go back and forth. V'chazer din lo raizeh kreizeh, lo raizeh kreizeh. Hatzad ha-shav shebehen, the common denominator between a Minchas Chote and Ola is that the Shehein kachik kachim, both of them are kachik kachim, v'nichnas lefnim, they're brought inside to the Heichal. They're both ksherim. Again, both a chatas of, rather Minchas Chote and an Ola. So too, by this matzad, Afani Avi, so too I'll bring Asham, Shukodesh Kodashim, Vinichnas Damo, Lifnim, and therefore it's kosher. Therefore, that is the understanding of the Chachamim that only a Chatas is possible, not an Asham.
Were we comparing the actual Korban of Mincha and Chatas Of with the Dam? The whole question is not to bring in the Korban, it's to bring the Dam of the Korban.
Yeah, but.
Is that comparable? Yeah,
it is comparable because that's the comparison of a Minchas Chote would be a Kemitza. The Kemitza would be the Dam.
Right, but you have to do
the blood itself. But whatever it is, so the bird itself, the blood that's on the bird, that's the comparable to the Kli of the Dam. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Le Rava Mi Bar Nishle Rav Ashi V'Lifroch. Let's ask the question, why didn't they ask? You can't use a chatas minchas chote rather and an ola as a common denominator because there's something different. Shekain ein lem kitzra, there is no set value, set price for buying these animals or the dough. Tomer ba'ashem sheish lo kitzra, are you going to bring the same alacha to an ashem? An ashem has to have a certain price, as we saw the other day, and therefore it has more chumras, more restrictions. Maybe that ashem should be possible if it's brought inside the lehechal. Se'ela, you're right. I knew Taimai the Rabbanan. The real reason the Rabbanan is not based on a logic, based on the following pasuk. Damar Kra, the pasuk says, Dama, it's referring to the blood of the Chatas. I'll just read the pasuk on the side. It says, V'chol Chatas asher yuva mi Dama el Ol Moed lechaper b'kodesh. Any Chatas that you bring the blood inside the Kodesh, which is referring to Heichal, lo seachel b'esh tisar, if you have to burn it, it's pasul. So the pasuk says, only a Chatas, the Dama. What do you mean the Dama? So the Gemara learned, Dama shel zu, v'lo Dama shel acher. Only the Dama of the Chatas is going to be pasul for being brought into the Kodesh / into the Heichal, but not another Dama. Not the dam of an asham, so it's exer sakasuf. So then the idach, the other one says, who thinks that a carbon asham, Rabbi Eliezer thinks a carbon asham is possible for being brought in the heichal. How do they deal with the pasuk dama? That's another drasha dama v'lo basara. Only if the blood is brought. But let's say you bring the whole animal inside, the whole chadas inside, that will not disqualify. It's only if you shecht it and then take the blood inside. That's what you learn from dama v'lo basara, and not an exclusion to an asham. An asham is actually included according to Rabbi Eliezer. Vidach dam dama. The other opinion of Chacham hold, you can make a drasha from dam dama. There are two drashas to be made. One is to exclude an asham. One is to exclude the basar. Vidach, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, dam dama lo darsh. He's not darshening that. Therefore, he only has one drasha from here. His one drasha is dama lo basara, and therefore it's available to include an asham to the psul of being brought into the heicha. Okay, the Gemara now says, Bishma the Rabbanan. This all makes sense according to the Rabbanan. So now we're going back to the whole discussion of Lishma. We were just talking about for a moment of bringing to the Kodesh. We're going back to the discussion of Lishma. So the Gemara says, Bishma l'Rabbanan de'ami asham sheshachtu shlo l'shma. Right, we have machlokis in the Mishnah. Chacham hold, only a chatas and a pesach that's shechted shlo l'shma are possible, but an asham is kasher shlo l'shma. Rabbi Eliezer argued that even an asham shlo l'shma is possible. So on that machlokas, the Gemara says, Bishma, this makes sense according to the Rabbanan. Damar Asham Sheshachtu Shalalishma is actually kasher. So Hainu, the Itzka Shemincha, Lachatas Mincha Le'asham. The pasuk, as we're going to see, connects a Mincha to a Chatas and a Mincha also to an Asham. What's the drasha that we're connecting to a Mincha to a Chatas and then a Mincha to an Asham? The Tanya, the Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodesh Kadashim Hi, Kechatas Ka'ashim. The pasuk says that a Mincha is like a Chatas and like an Asham. What does that mean? Is it like a Chatas or is it like an Asham? So he explains, Rabbi Shimon, pay attention to the name Rabbi Shimon here. It's both. Minchas chote, there's an obligation to bring a minchas chote. A person's an ani, and he brings, he owes a chates, all of a yorid, he brings a minchas chote. So if he's bringing a minchas chote, harei ki chates, it has the halachas of a regular carbon chates, and lefikach, therefore, kamsa shalolishma psula. If he does a kamitsa shalolishma, it's same thing as doing the zrikal shalolishma of a chates. They're both pasul. Like a chates is pasul, so too a mincha is pasul. Minchas nedava, if a guy dedicated a mincha, not because he had to, but he wanted to dedicate a mincha, minchas nedava, so then that type of hare is a ka'asham. That's not like a chadas, that's like an asham. And the fikach, kamsa shalolishma, would be ksheira. Right? Again, according to Chachamim, a chadas shalolishma is pasul, but an asham shalolishma is kasher. So the fact that a mincha connects a mincha to an asham and to a chadas, sometimes a mincha is like a chadas. Shilolishma is pasul. Sometimes a mincha is like an asham, and shilolishma is kasher. When do you distinguish? So a mincha is chote, which is a chiv, so then shilolishma is pasul, like a chatas. But if it's a mincha is nedava, that you dedicated it because you wanted to, then it's like an asham, whereby shilolishma will be actually kasher. Now, that's all according to Chachamim. But according to the Gemara, says, Ela the Rabbi Eliezer, the Ma'i Hilchasa. Again, Rabbi Elazar thinks an asham is shalolishma is pasul, just like a chatas shalolishma is pasul. There's no difference between a chatas and asham. So the pasuk should have just said a mincha is like a chote, chatas, or should have said mincha is like an asham. It can't be like both. I mean, it can be, but it's unnecessary because it's the same halacha. So again, Ela le Rabbi Eliezer, lamai hilchasa iskash mincha lechatas or mincha liasham. So he says, lechi idach to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer holds like a different Rabbi Shimon. This first price that we brought above, about the like Asham, like a Chatas, was also Rabbi Shimon. This is a different drasha Rabbi Shimon makes from this very same pasuk. And that's where Rabbi Eliezer learned. What he learned. What does he learn? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, this also appears in the, this actually in Menachos. The Tanan, Shelo b'chli shares psula. If you don't use the kli shares, you're a pasul. What's going on here? So there's a very important rashi here to note. I know we're not quite in Menachos yet, but this is at least a good, there's a parallel between Tzvachim and Menachos. The Rashi says that Shelo b'chli shares. Shelo kidesha komets b'kli shares psulim. So what's going on here? The way it works with kmitza is they first bring out a big kli of flour. It's in one, it's a kli shares. The kohen does a kmitza, which is these three fingers. He scoops up. This is called a kmitza because that's how you do the scooping up. So you scoop up in these three fingers, and then he wipes off the top and the bottom. The Gemara actually says, this is zu'avoda kasha shep b'mikdash. This is one of the hardest things to do in the mikdash because he wasn't wiping off flour. We're taught they wiped off flour. No. It was talking about where they had dough. They fry dough, and then they crack off the dough. So try cracking off a dough with your pinky and your thumb alone. It's very hard. We don't only have so many muscles here in our fingers. So it's zu avod kasha shem mikdash. This is one of the two hardest avodas in the mikdash. Anyone know the other one? Exactly. The chafina in the kohen gadol and the kohen chedashim. Those are the two hardest ones in the mikdash. Right. I think malika may be the third one. Right. Either way, so he does a kmitza like this, and then that kmitza needs to be placed in a second kli sharis. And then that kli sharis is brought to be thrown onto the mizbeach. So the lach is, if he didn't do it, if he didn't place it into a kli sharis, it's possible according to the Tanna Kamma. Just look at this Rashi now, continuing in this Rashi. Shemunachos hukshu lezvachim. There's a hekesh between munachos and zvachim li tain arba avodos. We spoke about dal avodos by shchita. By zvachim, rather. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. There's a parallel dal avodos by mincha, as he explains. The kmitza is keneged shchita. The kmitza, that's the shchita. The matan komitz b'kli sharis, placing the kmitza in the second kli sharis is considered keneged the kabbalah's dam, catching the blood. Halacha to the base of mincha, to the mizbeach is keneged halacha. And the akadara, throwing the mincha, the kmitza onto the mizbeach, is like the zrika, the blood, onto the mizbeach. So those are the dalet avodos that can parallel both in zvachim and menachos. Now back to the Gemara now. The Gemara quotes this mission that if they do the kmitza not into a kli sharis, it's possible according to the Tanna Kamma. But Rabbi Shimon Machshir, he says it's permitted. You don't have to place it into a kli. You could actually hold the kmitza in your hand and walk from you with your hand and throw it onto the mizbeach. So the Gemara explains, V'amar Rav Yehuda Berei Rabbi Chiya, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's his basis for saying you don't need a kli sharis? Amarkar, the pasuk says, Kodesh kadashim hi kechatas v'kashim. This pasuk, a mincha, the kmitza is only by mincha. A mincha is compared both to an ashram and to a kechatas. How so? So he explains, Bala ovda biyad ovda biyamin, kechatas. If you want to use your hand to do kmitza, then you have to use your right hand like a chatas. You throw the blood with your right hand. If you want to use a kli ovda b'smol ka'ashim, then you could use a left hand. So you have the option of doing two things. When you want to do halacha, the kmitza, and you want to do the halacha to the mizbeach, you have two options. Either leave it in your hand, which means it has to be like a chatas, and your right hand you always use for a chatas. Or if you want to carry with a kli, so then use a kli, but use your left hand. Because Rabbi Shimon holds in the second parak, even though we normally assume smol is pasul to do any avoda, Rabbi Shimon holds that smol is permitted to do a avoda. So he says, if you're going to use your hand, use it like a chatas, a right hand. If you're going to use a kli, use your left hand like an asham. So that's how he compares a mincha, it's kechatas and ka'asham. So that's the drasha that Rabbi Elazar uses in regards to lishma. You're right, an asham and a chatas are the same according to Rabbi Eliezer. But with regards to a yad versus kli, there is a difference between a chatas and an asham. That was the drasha.
But you're not comparing halacha, meaning you would think that he would say the same way as a chatas asham, you have to do halacha on a kli. You would have to do the halacha of the comets in a kli. Or the,
no, that's why he holds differently.
So he holds that. How does he compare to Hashem and Chatan? I don't understand.
You're saying if the Chatas itself requires a kli.
Yeah, I mean the Kabbalah is on a kli, and then you have to take the kli on. No, I mean unless it's a bird, then you take the whole bird.
Let's see one second here. I'm not sure why. If you're learning a chatas, Ricky's asking, if you're learning from chatas, then you should require a kli, just like a chatas requires a kli as well.
I think here that's the question.
It's very on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so long. I hear your point. I hear. So in the end of the day, so we have Chachamim explain why Mincha is compared to Ashim Kechatas, like one Joshua Rabbi Shimon, that having to do with the Lishma Shalol Lishma, and then Rabbi Lezer learned like a different Rabbi Shimon from this pasuk about using Yad versus Kli. So Gemara said, how could that be? Rabbi Shimon, Haikra, Mapik Le Lahachi. Rabbi Shimon is the author of both of these Mishnahs, both of these Brises. He learned one halacha of Shalol Lishma, Kechatas Kasham, and he learned a different halacha of Kli and Yad, from the very same pasuk. You can't learn the one pasuk teaching me two different halachas. And the Gemara answers, you're right. Ikakra, the real understanding of the pasuk is L'chad Rav Yehuda B'rei D'Rav Yechia Huda Asa. The first brisa we brought about, Kachashim, Kachatash, Kachashim, with regards to Shalol Lishma. And the halacha, the second halacha, and I'm sorry, the first one was the second drasha. The drasha of the Yad Yamin versus the Kli B'smol. That was the Ikar drasha of Kachatash, Kachashim. And the earlier drasha of Minchas Chote, the Psula Shalol Lishma, that's really based on a different source. It's not really learned from the pasuk of kechatas ka'asham. My time of my, what is the reason why shalol l'shma is pasul by a chatas and not by an asham? Dichsiv bei hi minchas chote. So it says he minchas chote namiksiv. He minchas chote is referring to only the minchas chote is going to be pasul l'asham. So then the Gemara asks the question, but wait a second. It says as well namiksiv he. Sorry, one more time. My dechsibba, what's based on dechsibbe? He minchas, it says in the pasuk, samach yad, I'm reading the side here for a second, that achatas who? How can the pasuk say it differently? It says he or who?
Dechsibba who, the Gemara first saying the person, and then the Gemara says minchas chote namiksib.
But who, this who is referring to achatas, it really should be he. Mine says he. Did you say he or who?
Who?
My Gemara says he.
The first one
says no, because it's, there's a gossip, there's a correction on this.
And mine doesn't have the correction either. Either way, it should really say dichsav by who?
Right.
It says who by a chata. So then the Gemara says, well, minchas chote namiksiv behiro, says he by minchas chote. So that's the drasha, the first drasha, the drasha how we know the lishma affects both the chatas and also affects the minchas chote. So then the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, Lamai Hilchasa Iskash Asham Lechatas. Now, according to the Chachamim, according to the Rabbanan, what are they going to do with this whole drasha? The Rabbanan who argued in Rabbi Eliezer, what are they going to do with the drasha, the connection of an Asham to a Chatas? So they say, we learn a drasha, Lomar Lechatas, tell me, Ma Chatas, Tuna Smicha, af ashim tan smicha. Just like a carbon chatas requires you have to do smicha beforehand, so too they hold that the ashim you have to do a smicha on as well. The Gemara now says that it doesn't get any easier right now. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Yosi ben Choni Omer Nishchatin. So up until now we've been assuming that if you take a carbon Pesach and a carbon Chatas and you shecht it for Shalol Lishma, everybody agrees those two are possible. But now Rabbi Yosef ben Choni came along to say, let's say I take another carbon, an Ola, Shlamim, and shecht it to be a Pesach, or shecht it to be a Chatas, that would be possible as well. It's a new thing. We were talking about you starting off with the Chatas in a Pesach, and now we're talking about, no, you're starting off with the Shlamim and turning that into a Pesach, turning that into a Chatas, that's possible as well. That was the Chiddush of Yosef ben Choni. So comes along Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef ben Choni, vi Rabbi Eliezer, Amru Davar Echa. They say the same exact thing. Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if you try to turn an Ola or Shlamim into a Pesach or into a Chatas, that's possible as well. Rabbi thinks otherwise. Rabbi Amar, Be'acherim l'shem Chatas pligi. Rabbi thinks Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Yosef ben Choni with regards to a Pesach. If you try turning an Ola or Shlamim into a Pesach, it would be possible. But he argues with regards to a chatas, to try to turn something into a chatas, that he doesn't think will be disqualified. So there's a chilek according to Rabbah. So where do you find that they agree with regards to a Pesach? Do you try to turn an Ola or Shlamim into a Pesach? Then in fact it's going to be possible. The Tani, the Brisa tells us. A Pesach she'aver shnaso, a Pesach that became over a year old, v'shachtu b'zmanu, you shecht it on the day of Yudal Nisan l'shmo, the proper time, the proper l'shmo, but the problem is it's just too old, it's over a year, or v'chein ha'shochit acherim l'shem Pesach b'zmanu, you shecht another animal l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach Yudal Nisan, these two cases are Rabbi Eliezer Posel. So one of the examples here is, you're trying to shecht the shlamim as a Pesach, you're turning it into a Pesach, that's possible, just like you're turning a Pesach into an Ola, so to an Ola into a Pesach is possible as well. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, Machshir, Rabbi Yeshua permits this case. You cannot, just because you're shechting an Ola into a Pesach, that's not going to disqualify it. It's actually kosher. So comes along, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So this gets where it gets confusing, or more confusing. Im b'shari mos hashana, sheino kosher l'shmo. So if the rest of the year, where it's not kosher, if you shecht the Pesach l'shmo, you can't. If you shecht the Pesach today, it's not going to work. It's not going to be kosher. So then, acherim, the opposite, acherim that are ksherim l'shmo bismano. So acherim ksherim l'shmo, but yet acherim, others that are shechted for Pesach are kosher when it's the rest of the year. I mean, our whole conversation is when you shechted l'shem Pesach or ner Pesach. That's the whole conversation. You shecht an ola l'shem Pesach, er Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer says pasul, Rabbi Yeshua says kasher. But Rabbi Eliezer agrees if it's a rest of the year, if I shecht an ola today, the shame Pesach, he would agree that's actually kasher. So the svar Rabbi Yeshua says, again, im b'shayim os hashana, sheino kasher l'shmo, if I take a Pesach, l'shem Pesach, today, it's not kosher, but if I take a chem, if I take an ola today, it's actually ksherim l'shmo, even though it's going to be l'shem Pesach. So Pesach l'Pesach is aser today, but ola to Pesach is kasher today. So then, bismano on Erev Pesach itself, shu kasher l'shmo. If you take a Pesach which is kasher for when it's l'shmo for itself a Pesach, eino din shiyichshu acherim l'shmo. So certainly, other karbanos shechted for Pesach bismano should be kasher. Because again, in Ola, the rest of the year l'shmo l'Pesach is kasher. So certainly, Erev Pesach should be kasher as well. That's the svara of Rabbi Yeshua. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says back, O chilfa dvar. Maybe it should be the opposite, and you should say as follows. Ma im b'shayim os hashana, sheino kasher l'shmo. Pesach, which isn't kasher for itself, if you shecht the Pesach today, l'shem Pesach, it's not good. But it's kasher hu l'shem achem. If I shecht the Pesach today for shlomim, it actually is kasher. So then maybe I should say, bizmano on Erev Pesach, shu kasher l'shmo, where Pesach kasher for itself as a Pesach, eino din shiyuch shel l'shem achem. So maybe if I shecht the Pesach on Erev Pesach l'shem shlamim, it should be kosher as well, because the rest of the year it's kosher, so certainly it should be kosher Erev Pesach. And you're going to tell me, v'yuchsher, someone going to say, Pesach bar basar shelo l'shma. Will anyone accept the Pesach that's shechting on Erev Pesach shelo l'shma for shlamim? No one would ever say that. I mean, the Kal Vachomer, it doesn't work in the direction of being matir a Pesach, so it shouldn't work in the direction of being matir Pesach in the rest of the year either. The Kal Vachomer is broken up. V'kacha ta'omer, is that what you're going to tell me? And moreover, he doesn't like this Kal Vachomer. Ma'li huchsharu acherim b'shari mos hashana l'shmo. We permit other karbanos, shlamim, the rest of the year even though it's shechted for Pesach, it's kosher. Shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim, because it's kosher for other karbanos, then are you going to tell me v'yuch sharu acherim hizmano l'shmo, shekein hu pasol l'shem acherim? So this one's confusing again. Let's read that again. Ma li hu sharu acherim, Bishari Moshe Shana Lishmo. So a shlomim that shechted the rest of the year, l'shem Pesach, it's actually kosher. Shekein hu kosher, because the Pesach itself, it's kosher l'shem acherim. So if a Pesach is kosher for shlomim, shlomim should be kosher for Pesach. You have to go both directions. But is that to tell me that just because the rest of the year it's kosher in both directions, is that going to tell me v'yuchsharu acherim bizmano l'shmo? Are you going to then permit a, that means you're going to permit a shlomim for a Pesach Bizmano and Erev Pesach? Certainly not. Shekein hu posel l'shem acherim, because the Pesach is posel for Shlomim, so then the Shlomim should be posel for Pesach as well. So therefore, he rejects this whole Kav v'chomer Rabbi Yeshua. Hopefully you got whatever, but we can still go weiter. So then the Gemara says, this is also a bit tricky. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, im harasa, if you're going to im kim, that's the case where you're saying is correct, that you're disqualifying acherim, Shlomim shechted for a Pesach, on Erev Pesach, meaning it's Shalol Lishma, you're passing a Shlomim, Shalol Lishma, what's coming out now is Horasa Koach Pesach V'Nasata Koach V'Shlomim. Beforehand, the understanding is based on Psukim. The Karim Pesach is more serious, more severe, because the Karim Pesach is Pasach Shalol Lishma than Shlomim. But according to the logic of Rabbi Eliezer, it turns out the opposite. Because really, Shlomim, Shalol Lishma, is actually Pasach Erev Pesach, but Pesach, Shalol Shema, the rest of the year is actually kosher. So now we're saying Shalol Shema is worse for Shlomim than it is by Pesach. But we know, based on Psukim, that Shalol Shema of Pesach should be more severe than Shalol Shema of Shlomim. So therefore, he doesn't like Rabbi Eliezer's logic either. Fine, so we can hopefully ignore that behind us. Now it's the remaining, it's a whole other svara. So if you got that, if you didn't get that, review it later. But now the Gemara says, Chazer Rabbi Eliezer v'danu dinachi. We could still start fresh now. Rabbi Eliezer starts, he looks for a different approach, a different source, how he knows this halacha, that acherim, that are shechted lepesach, l'shem Pesach is possible. So he says as follows. Matzinu moser Pesach bava shlamim. We know that if there's a leftover, there's a surplus of Pesach, it can transform into shlamim. But the opposite isn't true. V'ein moser shlamim ba Pesach, but an extra shlamim cannot transform into a Pesach. So he says, Ma Pesach shemosro b'shlamim, a Pesach which is their surplus can turn into shlamim, and you shachtu bizmanu l'shem shlamim. If you shachtu shelo l'shma, you shachtu Pesach on Erev Pesach bizmanu l'shem shlamim, which is shelo l'shma, it's puzzle, even though it's the same type, even though most of Pesach turns into shlamim, but still shelo l'shma, if it's a Pesach l'shem shlamim, it's puzzle. So then, certainly the other direction, shlomim shein mosim ba Pesach, a leftover shlomim can never be a Pesach. So then, certainly im shachton l'shem Pesach bizmano eino din shi psulin. So certainly a shlomim shelo l'shma should be pasul. A shlomim shelishem Pesach should be pasul as well. That's the new kal v'chomer Rabbi Eliezer. So comes along again, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back to him, matzinu moser chatas ba'ola. We do find examples where chatas, a leftover chatas, can be used as an olaf. The guy set aside an extra chatas accidentally, where he took one, lost one, found the nidra one, he had an extra one. At the end of the day, that leftover chatas can be sold, and the proceeds are used to buy an olaf. So moser chatas can be used as an olaf, but at the same time, ein moser ola, an extra ola, cannot be ba chatas. So are we going to say, ma chatas shemoso ba'ola? A leftover chatas can be used as an ola. Shachtu l'shem ola is psula, but if you shecht it as an ola, we know the shinoi kodesh is possible by chatas. So then are you going to tell me, since an ola she'ein moser ba'chatas, a leftover ola cannot be used as a chatas, are you going to say, shachtu l'shem chatas eino din she'te psula? So then the ola, which can never turn into a chatas, so then the l'shma l'chatas, so certainly that shouldn't be good. But we know that's not the case. An ola, shinoi kodesh by an ola, is actually fine. So amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said back lo, don't bring this rejection. Im amris b'chatas, shekein k'sheira l'shma, kol hashana kula, a chatas that shechtu l'shma, all year round is actually kosher. So tomer b'pesach, sheino kosher l'shma, el bizmana. Me, I can understand an ola shechted for chatas, that I could accept, because a chatas, it's always relevant. It's always zman v'chatas. It's not limited when it applies. But when you're using Pesach, though, says Rabbi Eliezer, which is only kosher for like 6 hours of the year, tomer b'pesach, shenu kosher l'shmo, el bezmano, to hold with Pesach, whole of who puzzle lishmo, since the rest of the year a Pesach shechted as a Pesach lishmo is puzzle, so who shivsu lachein lishmo should also disqualify others for being shechted l'shem Pesach as well. Meaning, if today if you shechted Pesach l'shem Pesach is puzzle, so certainly a shlomim or ola shechted as a Pesach should be puzzle today as well. And that's the final explanation as to Rabbi Eliezer why he thinks something shechted l'shem Pesach is puzzle, but something shechted l'shem chatas the rest of the year is actually going to be kasher. Okay, let's go weiter, guys. Shimon Achia Azaria Omer, he felt, he was coming along and he said, if you shecht, it depends on going up or down in levels. So if you shecht this, an animal, a carbon, for a higher type of carbon, it's actually kosher, but if it's namach, if you go down the totem pole, you go to a lower type of carbon, you degrade it, so then that's going to be possible. So it comes along, the Gemara explains, Rav Ashi Masni Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Ashi taught this whole discussion we're about to see in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but Rav Acha Brei de Rava Masni Mishmei de Rabbi Yanai. So my time of the Shimon Achi Azariah, why would he say, what was the basis of going up versus going down? Tamar Kral, the Pazik says, V'lo yichalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael, don't desecrate the kodshma b'nei Yisrael, es asher yarimu l'Hashem, that which you lift up for Hashem. So what's the drasha? Bimoram, when you elevate the carbon to a higher lishma, let's say for the shlomim to an ola, let's say that's elevating it a kachim kalim to kachim kachim. So then ein mischalin, that's not going to desecrate it. That's actually going to be kasher. But the opposite, the benamich, if you're going down, you're going from an ola down to a shlomim, then mehem mischalin, that will be desecrated. That will be possible. Gemara says, is that pasuk really available to make such a drasha of a high lahachu das? Is that really teaching me the drasha we just brought? V'homi bari leitz l'nir for the kedush Shmuel. Damar Shmuel says, minayin la'oches a tevel shubemis. A person who eats tevel. Tevel is untied the fruits before you've taken shum and meiser. It's called tevel. So how do you know one who eats tevel is chay misa? Shenemar v'lo yichalu es kachi b'nei Yisrael es asher yarimu l'Hashem. Don't desecrate it. That which is asher yarimu, that will be taken. B'asidin l'Yisrael, that which is going to be in the future, separating shum and meiser from hakasim edaber. That's what it's referring to. So a person who does so will be yichalu, will be desecrated, and it's a reference to a chiyav misa for eating tevel. So we see.
What's the case here? Is it that he brings a korban with the shem of this one, and then anything what is the exact case of that?
For the first case of going up and down levels?
That Rabbi Shimon says, yeah.
Yeah, so the case is, if you take an ola, let's say a shlamim, which is a kachikalim, and you say, I'm shechting l'shem ola, which is a kachikachim, that's a lishma that's being upgraded in lishma, that will not disqualify the shlamim. If I'm going
But at the time of that's what he has in mind always.
It's a shlamim. I said it's a kados is a shlamim.
Meaning it's the difference between hafrasha and shchita.
Yeah, a mafrasha is a shlamim.
Ah, okay.
The shchita, the shlamim is always about the shchita or any other avoda. Right. The shchita is done the shame all accidentally.
So but anything that is mafrish for one and he shechet for something higher, according to him, is
kasher. But something lower, like an ola, which is higher, you separate it as an ola. And you shecht it for something lower, like a shlamim, that would be possible according to him. So the Gemara says, so wait a second, that drasha we just brought, lo yichalu, is used not for the drasha of namuch versus gavoa, it's used for the drasha of that person who eats tevel is chayim misa. So you can't learn two drashas from the same pasuk. So the Gemara says, Imkain, if that was the case, we were only learning the lach of tevel, then lichtav kral, the pasuk should have said, asher hurmu, mayashe yarimu, they changed the word a little bit, shema minatarti, we're able to learn two different drashas from this pasuk. Now the Gemara asks a question by Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira wanted to clarify, Ksherim veinu meratzim v'chi palig b'chada palig odilma ksherim meratzim ubatarti pligi. So look at Rashi to explain this suffix here. Rashi says, by Rabbi Zeira l'shem gavoa mehen ksherim. When you shecht it for a higher type of carbon, it's kosher. The katani ksherim, it says in the Mishra ksherim, vein meratzim kamar, but you're not going to get a ritzoi. Kamar katana kama. Meaning what? He agrees that if it goes down, it's possible, like the Tanakhama holds. He agrees that if it's going up a level, just like the Tanakhama held, Shina Kodesh is still kosher. You just don't get fulfill your ritual. You don't have an obligation fulfilled. He only argues if you're going down a Shina Kodesh Namuch, it's possible. The Tanakhama thinks even a Shina Kodesh Namuch going down is still a kosher carbon. So he only argues on one front, that namuch is actually possible according to this opinion of Shimon Achi Azarya, or perhaps he argues on two fronts. Rashi explains to Batarti Pligi, the Shem Gavoa Machshir Ligamre Ubenamuch Pasul Ligamre. So, meaning everyone agrees namuch is possible. That's certainly one point in Machlokas. But does he also argue on the Gavoa when you go up a level, while the Tanakhama felt going up a level is kasher, but no ritzui, maybe he holds not only do you get a kasher for gavoa, but even fulfills your obligation, it's even ritzui, even on the gavoa, he's arguing about the ritzui point as well. So that's what he's trying to clarify, this machlokas. So Gemara quotes Amar Abai, he says, V'same others say, Rabbi Zrika, Tashma. Ha-bechor v'maiseh sheshachtun l'shem shlamim, k'sherim. So if you take a bechor, which is a low-level type of kachikalim, or a maiseh, which is a low-level, and you shacht it to elevate it to a shlamim, which is a higher type of kachikalim, it's k'sherim. Shlamim is sheshachtun, if it's opposite. Where you take shlamim, which is a higher type of kachikalim, you shacht it l'shem bechor, or l'shem maiseh, then it's psulim. So that's the braisa. So the Gemara says, now Isak Adaita Ksherim Meratzim, if you tell me that the Shimon holds that it's kosher and you fulfill your obligation, so Ksherim Meratzim, well, Bechor Bar Ritzehu? There's no obligation, and Bechor, this animal is the firstborn. If you don't fulfill your obligation, you don't have to replace it. There's no replacement. There's no Ritzehu to speak of by a Bechor. So it must be it's Ksherim Ve'ein Meratzim. Otherwise, Bechor wouldn't even be on the radar here. El Ksherim Ve'ein Meratzim, says the Gemara. So Gemara says, now midasefa ksherim vein meratzim, from the fact that the sefer we just brought of shlomim and bechor meisers are talking about ksherim vein meratzim, that could tell us now resha nami ksherim vein meratzim. So the first case of an ol and a shlomim, those type must also be where it's kosher, but ein meratzim. Gemara says, no, midi iria, they're each separate. Hakadisa, hakadisa. You can't bring a raya. Just because a sefer is a case of a kosher vein meratzim doesn't mean there is resha also has to be ksherim vein meratzim. Maybe it is still also, the resha might be ksherim Umiratim and Elamai Kamashmalon. So then what's the Chiddush? Gemara says, Gavoa Venama Kamashmalon. Is it telling us, so what's the, why would we bring in this case of Shlamim Bechor Meiser? If Shlamim and Bechor is simply telling us going up and down in levels, well, we already learned that from the Reisha of Shimon, that going up from Ola to Shlamim is up and down in levels. What are we learning new from Shlamim to Bechor Meiser? We're just listing every possible example. We don't need to do that. It's a Mishnah. We're trying to be terse. So the Gemara says, Tanina, we already learned that. A ketad, kachim, kachim, sheshachtun, l'shem, kachim, kalim, going down is possible. So the Gemara says, Mal, the same, what would you think? Kachim, kachim, the kachim, kalim, hu, dika, gaba, v'namach. We understand the two bigger categories, kachim, kachim, and kachim, kalim, there's up and down. Those are two separate categories. But maybe one would thought about kalim, a kalim, low. But maybe within the category of kachim, kalim, maybe it's all the one same level, and you can't go up and down. So telling me, no, Bechor and Meiser are lower levels in Kache Kalam of Shlamim. I said, no, that too. Hanami Tanina, we already taught that Mishnah. It says in Perkol HaTadir, later on in the Masechtir, Shlamim kod min nesa Bechor mipnei shu tunim matan arba v'smicha unisachim utnuvas achaze v'shok. If you're led, now the Kohen is an option. There's a Shlamim waiting to be brought as a carbon, and there's a Bechor, which goes first. We have a concept called Tadir, Tadir Kodem, and we also have Kol HaKadosh, Kadosh Kodem. So we have Shlamim as more Kadosh because Shlamim has four sprinklings while Bechor only has two. And there's Smicha on Shlamim and there's you wave things and there's Nesachim. So we see already, of course, Shlamim is more Kadosh than the Bechor. Why repeat the Mishnah here in the first parak of the Zvachim? We had it made it later on in the same parak, the same Masechta tells us the same halacha. So Gemara says, you're right. Ha'ikr ha'i'i agrara nasfa. The Iker halacha that we're saying Shlamim is more Kadosh than Bechor Meiser is taught from this first Mishnah in the Homa Sechta. Why is it repeated again in Kol HaTadir? Because once we're talking about Tadiros, we spoke of that idea as well, but it really comes, Agav Orche, comes, incidentally, it's brought up there, but this is the Iker place. And that's why we mentioned separately Shlamim and Bechor to tell me that even in the category of Kachikalim, there are levels, Shlamim is higher than that of a Bechor and Maisa. Let's go right there now. The new Mishnah tells us, HaPesach Sheshachtu Shachris Bar Basar Shelo Lishmo. Let's say you shech the Karban Pesach in the morning, right? Right now the Pesach is only permitted after Chatzos, after the sun begins to come down a little. Bein Harbaim it's called. So let's say you shecht it in the morning of, where you're not able to yet really bring it as a Karban Pesach, and you bring it Shelo Lishmo. In other words, you bring it L'Shem, the Shlomim, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Just like a Pesach shechted on any day of the year, shelo l'shma, meaning l'shlamim, a Pesach l'shlamim, that's kosher, so yudal nisan also, before chatos, it's like it's shelo b'zmano, and therefore it's kosher for a shlamim.
You bought it for Pesach.
What?
You bought it in the morning for Pesach.
No, it's a hufresh l'Pesach, but you shechted it l'shem shlamim, it's shelo l'shma. So then Ben Beseira posts, he says, no, kilu shnichshat bin harbayim. No, even though it's the morning of, it's as if you shechted it in the afternoon, and a Pesach shechted in the afternoon, l'shem shlamim is possible, so to a Pesach shechted l'shlamim in the morning is possible as well, according to Ben Beseira. Misha continues to say, now, Amar Shimon ben Azai, Mekubal ani mipishim shenayim zakin. I've got a mesorah from 72 elders of Sanhedrin. Beyom shoshivas Rabbi Eliezer b'yeshiva, when they placed Rabbi Eliezer at the position of authority, the leader in the yeshiva, he said shekol hazvachim haneachalim shenizvichu shlo lishman ksherim. Any type of carbon that's eaten, then if it's shechted, shelo lishma is actually kosher. Ela shelo alu lebailim mishum mechova. It doesn't fulfill the obligation, the personal obligation, with the exception of chutz min hapesach min hachatas. It reminds us back of the first mission of the Masechta. V'lohos benazai, benazai only added on ela haola, because he only said ha necham, those that are eaten. Shlamim are eaten, a bechor is eaten, a maaser is eaten, but an ola isn't eaten. So it sounds like from the Rabbi Eliezer, an ola would actually be pasul shelo lishma. But came along lo hos ben azai ela haola, they add ola as well. Even though ola isn't eaten, it's still considered kosher. Lo holdu lo chacham, chacham don't agree to this. So we'll have to see in the Gemara, I'm not sure when this comes up, tomorrow or the next day, what exactly is going on in the second half of the Mishnah. But let's focus on the first half of the Mishnah. If a Pesach is shechted in the morning, the shame shlamim, is that going to be kosher or is that going to be pasul? So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Shaya, Machshir Hayab ben Besera, he permitted it. Be Pesach sheshachtu shachris bar basar lishmo. If it's ben Besera, now our Mishnah is talking about shelo lishma, the shame shlamim. Our Gemara is talking about now lishma l'shem Pesach.
So, but early.
Early, exactly. You did it at 9 o'clock in the morning l'shem Pesach. He actually thought it's kosher because he holds the chul yoma zmanu. The whole day is the right time. It's already from the morning, from sunrise, you could already shecht it. So that's why he also holds in the Mishnah, if you shecht it l'shem shlomim in the morning, that's why it's possible.
Right.
So then the Gemara says my ki'ilu. So why come? He says ki'ilu. He says it's as if you shecht it ben harbayim. It is ben harbayim. I mean, he understands ben harbayim means. The way it's typically understood, Ben Arbaim, is the afternoon, after Chatzos, when the sun's setting. He says, no, Ben Arbaim means from yesterday, the end of your Gimel into your Dalet, to today, really there's 24 hours to Shech the Karim Pesach. That's a Das Yachid of Ben Besera.
Well, that's actual Ben Arbaim.
That's actual. Why is it Kilo? It shouldn't be Kilo, it's actual Ben Arbaim. So the Gemara says, the Aidi, the Amr of Yeshua Kilo, Amr Iunam Kilo. Just because Rabbi Yeshua used that language, he used the same terminology. Ihachi, that's the case. So Adamifagi Bishalo Lishmanu, Bishalo Lishmo. How can the Mishnah chose the example of Shalo Lishma? That's a machlokas. Why not be a little bit clearer and more direct and say Liflagu Bulishmo? They should argue if you shech the Pesach Lishem Pesach in the morning, is that kosher or not? That should have really been the machlokas. So Gemara says, Iflugu Bishlomo, if the machlokas in the Mishnah would have been the Shech the Pesach, Lishem Pesach on the morning of, had that been the machlokas, Havamina would have thought, Aval Bishlo Lishma, if they shechted it Lishem Shlomim in the morning, then Modi Rabbi Yeshua Leben Besera, maybe he would agree that it actually would be puzzle if it's Shalom Lishma. So therefore we have to teach, no, even Shalom Lishma, there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua thinks Pesach, Shalom Lishma on the morning of is actually kosher according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? So the Havina would be a whole Miktasa Roy, since part of the day is Kasher, the afternoon is Kasher to Rabbi Yeshua, maybe the morning Shechted Shalol Yeshua should be Pasa as well, Kamash Malan, that he argues there as well. And then the Gemara says, V'haksiv Bein Harbayim, doesn't say Bein Harbayim has to be in the afternoon. Bein Harbayim is always the afternoon. How could you say the morning is Kasher according to Ben Besera? Amar Ula B'rei D'Rav Eli, Bein Shnei Arbayim Ta'am, Bein Shnei Arbayim. So between the two evenings, between the evening of yesterday and the evening today, that's what Bein Harbayim means. You have a full 24 hours, not 24 hours really, but really from the morning, really have 12 hours from the morning to Shecht, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Tamid Dechsib Bei Bein Harbayim, Hachanami Dechul Yom HaKasher. You're going to tell me that carbon Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim and Shel Shachar. So the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is brought in the afternoon. Are you telling me now you can bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim in the morning already? Just like it says Bein Harbayim by Pesach, you can bring in the morning. Would you also say that by the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? Gemara says you can't do that because Hasam Lichtziv Keves Echad Tesib Aboker Michlal De Bein Harbayim Bein Harbayim Mamish. Dafka in that pasuk Bein Harbayim typically means between the 2 days. But when the pasuk says Echad Baboker, one's only one can be brought in the morning, that makes us read the Bein Harbayim in the context of a Talmud as only in the afternoon. It's a special example caused by a Talmud. So the Gemara says, well, Ema Chad Baboker Idach Kul Yoma. Maybe you could say, bring the Talmud Shel Shachar in the morning only, and the Bein Harbayim can be brought either in the morning or in the afternoon. You have the option. Maybe you have Kul Yoma to bring, like Ben Besera says. Where it says Echa Baboker Velo Shnayim Baboker. It says Echa, only one, not a second one. Right. So let's stop here. This goes on to continue other examples where we see Bein Harbayim, whether we take it literally or not.